Welcome to a special Christmas concert by the youth and children of College Park Baptist Church. This concert was presented the evening of Sunday, December 17, 2006, and includes performances by the groups Anesis, Sing for God, Psalm 8:2, and Eyewitness. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our concert.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the Word, was in the beginning with God.
And the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, was in the beginning with God.
And the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, was in the beginning with God.
And the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, was in the beginning with God.
And the Word was God.
Sing, alleluia, sing, for Christ is born. in the midst of the world that we live in, Lord, that you bring hope and joy and love and peace, Lord, that you are willing to come to dwell among us. Lord, help us be reminded of that fact. Lord, there's so much that we see that you are not in this world, but that we don't see you in. And Lord, I ask that you help us in the coming days to remember that you are with us always. And Lord, that you would help us in a world that seems so dismal at times, Lord, to rejoice, to show your love and your joy to those that are around us. Lord, bless our time together tonight. Let it be a time of worship and of fellowship. Lord, that as we watch with proud eyes our children, Lord, that we would remember that you are the one that has gifted them and given them their talents. And Lord, help us to marvel at the creation that you've made. Lord, help us to be a time in which we recognize you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen. here and interrupting my song like that?
Why, I'm Jingle Bells. Who are you?
I'm a holy knight. I'm here because it's Christmas and God has told me to proclaim the Christmas message. Now, if you'll just be quiet, I'll get back to work.
Now, you wait just 1 minute. What makes you think you're all there is to the Christmas message?
I beg your pardon?
I'm important too, you know. I suppose you want to make Christmas all a bore, all soft candlelight and serious religious stuff. Well, listen, honey. Christmas is a time for laughter, time for happiness, for fun, for parties, for holiday, for school vacations, for gaiety.
Well, I suppose.
Move over. I'll join you.
But God told me to sing the Christmas message.
Yes, of course he did, but you need help. They'll listen more readily if they hear me too.
But
look, God's not against laughter and fun and happiness, is he?
Of course not, but
well, then what are we waiting for? Let's sing for these people.
Well, I guess it will be all right.
Of course it will. Go ahead, you start.
Oh, holy night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. We show what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
La, la.
What do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are to come in here and interrupt our song like that?
Why, I'm Deck the Halls with Bells of Holly, and who are you?
Well, I'm Jingle Bells.
Well, how do you do, Jingle Bells?
Pleased to meet you. This is O Holy Night.
How do you do, O Holy Night?
Charmed, I'm sure.
Now, if you don't mind moving on, we've got to proclaim the Christmas message.
Without me?
It's nothing personal, Deck. But you see, God told me to proclaim the Christmas message, and
and I'm helping because Christmas is a time of laughter and fun and happiness.
And a time of wonderful old traditions and customs, like decking the halls with boughs of holly, and decorating the Christmas tree, and kissing under the mistletoe.
Well, those are all wonderful customs. But
and burning the Yuletide log, and bringing presents, and kissing under the mistletoe.
All right, we get the point. We all love
and
those
customs. Sitting on Santa's knee, and singing Christmas carols, and kissing under the mistletoe.
Are you finished?
And hanging stockings by the chimney, and reading The Night Before Christmas, and and rolling eggs on the White House lawn.
But that's Easter.
Oh, whatever. The important thing is that we not leave out any of these wonderful old traditions and customs.
Like kissing under the mistletoe?
That is a good one.
They're all lovely, but we really do need to get back to work.
Right. Go ahead. You start.
I suppose you think you're going to sing with us.
Of course.
But
look. You may not realize it, but without me, you're sunk. I mean, how long do you think your popularity would last if I weren't around?
Well, now, don't think you're all that indispensable. Christmas has gotten along perfectly well without you before, and I'm sure it can get along without you right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, just suppose you told these people they'd have to do without twinkle lights on their tree or a turkey on their table the way they've always had Christmas before. How long do you think they'd stay around and listen to you sing about a baby in a manger?
Well,
take away their Christmas presents and just see how long they stay around and listen to you sing.
Well,
take away the kissing under the mistletoe.
Uh-oh, we better let her stay.
That's it, sister. You need me.
Well, I guess you're right.
Come on, let's get back to work.
Oh, holy night.
Jingle bells, 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 jingle bells,
you are? And what do you think you're doing coming in here and interrupting our our song like that.
I'm Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
It doesn't look all that bright to me.
No, silly. Not the reindeer. I'm his song.
Well, whatever. You're messing up our song. And we were proclaiming the Christmas message so beautifully before you came along.
Really? That sounds like fun. Let me help.
Oh, good grief. Look, it's nice of you to offer, but I really think that I have all the help that I need.
She's got laughter to help her.
And tradition.
That's all we need.
All you need? How could you say that? How could you be so cruel? Christmas is children.
Yeah. How could you forget the children? Christmas is children.
And you need me to keep the interest of the children. I am very versatile, not only Rudolph, but Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus, and Peter Cottontail.
Peter Cottontail, that's Easter.
Oh, what's the difference? You need all these old favorites to keep the kids' eyes shining bright on Christmas Eve.
But it's getting so crowded in here already.
Like it or not, there are times when you just have to compromise to avoid conflict. You can't always have everything the way you want it.
She's got a point there, Holy. Maybe we should let her stay just to avoid trouble.
But all I want to do is proclaim the Christmas message like I was told to do. I don't think that adding all of this excess baggage is really all that helpful.
Excess baggage? Well, I never.
Well, now you've done it. You've made her mad.
I didn't mean to.
Well, go apologize.
We don't want to be trying to sing our message, proclaim the Christmas message, and have her over there belting out her song like that. It might clash and mess up our beautiful harmony.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
You know, you can't always have everything the way you want it.
Look, Christmas is big enough for all of us. There's room for everybody's song.
Oh, all right. Come on in, Rudolph.
Thank you. And later on, I may throw in a song I made up about Santa's elves.
Oh, holy night.
Jingle bells, jingle
bells,
jingle
bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Wait just a minute, Buster. There's only one Jingle Bells, and I'm it.
Who said?
I say. You want to make something of it?
Ha, ha, ha. Is that laughter and gaiety that I hear?
Now, who was it that said Christmas is big enough to include us all? There's room for everybody's song.
That was different. This guy's an imposter. I'm the only Jingle Bells.
Cool your chest, Big Daddy. No need to get in a sweat. You're Jingle Bells. I'm Jingle Bell Rock. You dig?
I'll dig you a hole and bury you in it.
I really think you've got to leave. We're trying to proclaim the Christmas message, and you've done nothing but cause trouble.
I can't help it if you guys are stuck in the past. Did I make you uncomfortable? All I'm trying to do is bring the Christmas message up to date.
But Christmas is rooted in tradition, and you can't change that.
You better change that, or you'll get left behind. Like it or not, there are times in life when you just have to compromise to avoid conflict. You can't always have everything the way you want it.
Seems like I've heard that before, too.
You know, he's beginning to make a lot of sense.
Of course it makes sense. Everything else is keeping up. Aluminum Christmas trees, Santa Claus in a helicopter, Silent Night with a hard rock beat. And you guys better keep up, too, or you'll get left behind.
Well, I guess I'm at the point where I can make room for just about anybody. Come on in.
But you'd better stay on your own side.
Oh, holy
night.
No.
Wait, who are you? What do you mean?
No, we reject your song. It's worthless to us.
It's worthless to us also.
There's no hope in it for us. Sing us a true song. Sing us the Christmas message we need.
Well, what's wrong with our song?
I am mankind. I live in loneliness and despair. I alone, of all creatures, have the capacity to love. And I alone, of all creatures, know the despair of having that love shrivel up and die within me. I walk with only the echo of my own footsteps to keep me company. If I speak to you, you become suspicious. If I touch you, you become afraid. If I express love, then you run away. I'm surrounded by 1,000 faces, but I can find not one heart. Help me. I've become empty, alone, hollow, mechanical. Sing me a song that says someone cares.
Let me sing you my song of laughter.
No, keep your laughter so you can sing of a love that gives your laughter meaning and depth.
I am mankind. My only food is grief. My only drink is tears. My only clothing is suffering. My only dwelling is within pain. I watch my children wither into living skeletons. I see my neighbors blown to bits by bombs. I see my villages buried by landslides and swallowed up by earthquakes. I awake each morning with a curse for a new hunger and cold and pain. Surely it will come crushing down upon me. Help me. Sing me a song that will feed me the food of hope.
Let me sing you my song of beautiful traditions and customs.
Traditions will not feed me or heal me. Lovely old customs will never heal my wounds.
I am mankind. I look to the future and tremble in the darkness I see. I cry in the night for the deeper night that comes. A deeper night bringing a world without enough space to stand on. A deeper night bringing a world of famine where men tear each other apart just for a handful of food. Nightmares of a world where man throws all of nature's balance off into a bottomless pit of chaos. Nightmares of a world where people become numbers to be added and subtracted, cattle to be herded and marketed. Sing me a song that will give even the faintest dawn on the night of my future.
Let me sing you a song of the joy of childhood.
Can your song assure me that our children won't grow up in a world of nightmares? I am mankind. I live in fear of death. I travel through life as a pilgrim, yet trying to believe I will live here forever. Nervously, I fill my journey with distractions, with entertainments, with fragile toys, with monuments to my immortality, nervously hoping to forget that my journey must end. But when the journey of a friend ends, I am distracted from my distractions and see that my journey must end too, must end like the clouds fleeting shadows. Must end like the evaporating morning mist. Must end like the withering autumn leaves. Must end in the grave. Help me! Sing me a song that says death is a lie.
Let me sing you my song of today. My up-to-date song of now.
Will your song of now add new meaning to the ageless, timeless puzzle of death?
I live in loneliness.
The child of my song came to bring love to those who had given up. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
I am hungry and cold.
The child of my song came to lift up the downtrodden. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
I am scared of the future.
The child of my song came to lift us out of fear and uncertainty. Jesus said,
You will find trouble in the world, but never lose heart. I have conquered the world.
I face death.
The child of my song came to rob the grave of its victory. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Help us. Sing us a song that will help us. Please.
For the sake of the God you says loves us.
Sing to us of Christmas. But please, sing us a true song.
He gives us a song.
Thank you.
I have to say, I forgot to. I neglected to put Kim Jones in the program for leading which choir? Psalm 82?
Two.
Yeah. Okay, good. And for Craig and Tammy for doing Sing for God. And I don't know how I forgot that because they do such a good job. But you'll be good. But I'm so glad you're here. Anyway, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful to be here tonight, Lord, to rejoice. Lord, we thank you for the message that was presented tonight, Lord, that you are the answer for the problems of the world today. Lord, we're thankful that you came, Lord, and were willing not only to come and to live amongst us, Lord, but to give yourself for us. And so often at Christmas, it's so wonderful to think of you as that little baby and forget what came later. But Lord, we're so grateful that you were willing to come, Lord, not just to live with us, but to die for us. So as we leave here tonight, Lord, we leave in the knowledge that you are the answer. And Lord, we praise you for your love and your mercy and the gift that you gave of yourself. Lord, bless us as we leave this place, as we go into worship again, Lord, and let your song be the one that rings in our hearts.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.